This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum, this special program coming to you from Jackson, Mississippi, where recently four Southern governors and representatives of four other Southern states have met to discuss mutual problems. Today, we're happy to have with us the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Mississippi, the Honorable Paul B. Johnson, Jr. of Hattiesburg. Mr. Johnson, good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dick. It's good to be here.
What results came out of this meeting attended by governors and other officials of eight Southern states?
Dick, I think there are many things that have come from this meeting that are things that are good not only for the South, but for the rest of the nation. For the things that were discussed certainly would have a great impact upon the economic and educational advancement not only of the South, but for the benefit of the country as a whole, to keep it strong in the face of outside interference insofar as this communistic threat is concerned.
Well, Governor, the next meeting has been set for Montgomery, Alabama, a steering committee appointed, and the meeting will be called within the next 60 days. Do you believe that this will develop into an important new organization on the national political scene?
I think, frankly, that it could develop into one of the strongest organizations in the United States. As you know, the white people of the South are the largest minority that there is in this country. From a political standpoint, it could have tremendous weight in presidential elections and in using it as a sounding board for partisan politics if the need be, and if these threats or this pressure that we've seen prevalent in the present day continues to gain momentum.
There are other indications that people throughout the South are calling upon their officials to organize. One of these indications is the meeting recently held in Louisiana by a group of mayors from throughout the South, with a future meeting called to form a formal organization to be held within the next few weeks in Memphis. Do you think this is a healthy sign?
I certainly do. I think it is an organization that has been much needed. I think that one reason that has caused this organization to take place has been the fact that your national municipal meetings, they have used that to play partisan politics rather than to intelligently and reasonably discuss and to exchange ideas with reference to better government in municipalities that most of your mayors usually go to learn about.
This meeting, which has been called for Montgomery, to be attended by governors, lieutenant governors, and attorneys general, and possibly other high state officials from throughout the South. What are some of the reasons for having this recent session in Jackson and for deciding to hold this next meeting in Montgomery?
Well, I think that some of the reasons for this is the South is proving to the nation that it is becoming an industrial giant, so to speak, perhaps at the expense of some other parts of the country. There is a great deal of politics, a great deal of economics that is involved in the pressure that is being put on by the federal government. I think actually that another thing that caused this to come about is there has been a crying need for a long time in the South for its leadership to get together. In the past, we've seen a great deal of timidity, a great deal of willingness to surrender certain principles in order to for a person to find a feather bed for himself politically on the Washington scene. Many of our leaders in some of these years past and even in the present day are certainly willing to sacrifice the best interest of their people, the best interest of their state, in order to secure some position for themselves.
That has made it easier then for those in Washington who are advocates of big government, of centralized government, to come into the South on the technique of divide and conquer.
I don't think there's any question about it. That's not only the Washington theory, apparently, but it is certainly playing into the hands of the communists. It's playing into the hands of those countries of the rest of the world that would like to see this country subdued, either from within or from without. Certainly by dividing them, we have seen in the present day, and particularly at this last governor's conference, an apparent thought on the part of those who were present that this country is becoming divided to such an extent that it's putting us in a very weak position from the standpoint of creating a fine image for the rest of the world so far as freedom and liberty is concerned.
Governor Johnson, there's been a lot of talk in recent years about Southern unity. Do you believe that some of these meetings which have been held in recent days and are scheduled for the near future represent concrete proof that the South is now ready to do more than talk about Southern unity?
I believe that it is, and I feel that this is going to be one of the concrete examples. There has been a need for a long time. The people realize it and have realized it before the leaders have, that it's absolutely necessary that we do become more unified in the South, not only from the standpoint of protecting our right to our own determination of our affairs at home without interference, but from the standpoint of a general exchange between the states in the fields of research and in technical development, from the standpoint of trade with the South American countries here to our South, development from a cultural and educational standpoint, various contacts with them, and overall development of our waterways in the South and our industrial expansion program as a whole.
Governor Johnson, there's one problem that has been bothering a lot of people in the South who are interested in making certain that the rest of the nation understands the Southern viewpoint. That problem is this. Too often, it has been too easy for the average person living in the North or the East or the West to dismiss with a wave of the hand all Southern talk about problems or all the Southern problems themselves as being of purely racial in origin or nature. Now, what concrete examples can you give as illustrations of problems which affect not only the South, but the entire nation and in which the South is interested?
Well, there are many problems, Dick, that affect the entire nation as well as the South. That is our economic development. We find that in many parts of this country, they speak of these depressed areas. Many of these depressed areas were brought about by those who are living in the depressed areas themselves. We have a problem that is mutual to everyone in this country, and that is education. This is particularly true in the senior college field and in the junior college field. We're finding now, according to the statistics from those who are in authority and those who seem to be more familiar with the situation, that many of the war babies from the Second World War have now passed through the elementary and senior high schools, and you're seeing a general drop in attendance or leveling off insofar as the secondary and primary schools are concerned. But you're seeing a tremendous growth and the number of people who are now wanting to attend college. And that is one of the big problems in this country. But the federal government has got a big nerve to tell the people of the states that they're going to see that they're educated, and they're going to spend the money to do so, when Mississippi has very, very little debt and can handle the problem themselves. The federal government owes so much money that one day we'll either have to repudiate our indebtedness or to go in more debt in order to finance such a program.
In the 30 seconds or so that we have left, I'd like to ask you this, Governor Johnson. Do you believe that the officials from throughout the South, those with whom you met in Jackson recently and others with whom you've been in touch, share the determination of the elected officials of Mississippi to preserve the rights of the states against federal encroachment or domination?
I don't think there's any question about it, Dick. I saw at this last governor's conference, I saw this particular thing come into play more than ever before. And it was not with just governors from the southern states, but governors from western states and conservative leaders in northern states who were attending the governor's conference at that time. This was particularly true on housing and in other fields of endeavor.
I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. Our time has gone by all too quickly.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Lieutenant Governor Paul B. Johnson of Mississippi. This special program has come to you from Jackson, Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained. Thank you.